I'm sure you have a few questions on your mind right now. It's July. Pride Month is over. So why are you still gay? Why are we still talking about gay issues? But I ask you, why are you still being a homophobic menace? Hello, it's Simply Spencer here and welcome back to my YouTube channel. If you're not yet subscribed, please do hit that subscribe button and notification bell so you can be notified every time I upload a new video. Also, do check out my podcast, Simply Do The Work, if you want to get audio versions of the videos that I put out on YouTube. So now we got the formalities and the admin out of the way, let us get into today's video. So today's video actually is sort of like a response to a comment I got on one of my previous videos that I released on June 26th. Talking about homophobia in medicine. And so give me a second, let me just pull up the comment for you guys. So in that video, I was basically talking about my own experiences of homophobia as a medical student and the bigger systemic issues surrounding homophobia, queerphobia within the field of medicine, right? And just my concerns and hopes for the future, right? That was the premise of the video, which I do recommend you check out if you haven't seen it. So most of the comments, right, were people who were, you know, validating how I felt, saying, you know, they're so sorry I had to experience that. And even, you know, it's really, that video stimulated a lot of, like, real life conversations with people within my circle, right? People, you know, coming to me saying, oh my goodness, you know, like, thank you so much for sharing that video. You know, I really want to know more. How can I, you know, be an ally? How can I be a safe space? You know, like, you know, because, you know, I think a lot of, these are conversations that a lot of people don't necessarily know how to navigate. And so I'm really glad that I was able to start a conversation, not only on the digital sphere, but even the real life people, you know, who actually want to make the changes in their lives, right? And so I think for the most part that, like, you know, the video did achieve my objective, right? Because the main objective was to share my experiences and sort of, you know, hopefully open up people's eyes to the issues at play. But then there was this one comment, and bless this person, like, listen, I'm not gonna discuss this comment just for being nasty or mean, but, you know, it did get me thinking about this a little bit more. That's why I say I do love comments, so, like, do not hesitate to comment, right? Even if, you know, you feel like I might not agree with you, I'm always coming from a place of respect and love. But what this person was saying is that that's pretty much why I don't let them speak anyhow with me. Never that, honey. I come for you right on the spot. I'm sorry, babes, nah, but next time, advocate for us. Babes, fight. Now, listen, power to you if that's how you feel. Power to you if you feel empowered to speak up for yourself in such situations, right? If that's what works for you, great, right? But that's not my reality. And I responded to the person and I said, unfortunately, that's easier said than done, because doctors are known to victimize any students that speak against them, and there are no systems in place to protect students if they choose to speak up. So if that person's watching right now, you know, I still do hold those sentiments. And just that I felt like I had so much more wanted to say that I just felt like I couldn't just fit it into, like, a YouTube comment section. But so when I saw that comment, I think I saw, like, it was it like Friday morning or Thursday? It was a Thursday or Friday morning, right? I saw it in the morning. And then I was like, I don't know about this one, you know? Like, one thing about me, I like to internalize before I respond. It might have to do with the fact that I'm an introvert, right? And so I remember just, like, sharing it on my WhatsApp status and being like, okay, I got this comment on my video. I'm not sure how I feel about it, how to respond to it. A lot of people were raising, like, the sentiments that eventually I raised in my response, that, you know, there is a real issue of people being victimized, right? Like, some of the ladies in my class were telling me how, you know, there's certain doctors who will harass them, who will try to flirt with them, and if you reject their advances, they'll say stuff to you like, good luck on your exam, or we'll see if you're going to pass this block. Because the same doctors that we interact with in hospital, they are the ones who are the examiners, right? And the thing is with medicine, yes, okay, we have, like, the multiple choice question, like, we're writing theory. There, it's like, you know what, there's a memo, they can't necessarily fail you. But then you also have the clinical aspect, right, where you're presenting to a doctor, or you discuss a scenario with the doctor. And so if the doctor feels some type of way about you, they could fail you, and it could really be your word against theirs if you're going to say that they failed you unfairly. I think it's also just bring it back to, like, you know, the specific experiences I talked about in that video, right? It wasn't necessarily, like, they weren't necessarily speaking to me directly, saying, like, homophobic things directly to me, right? And so if I were to speak up or respond, it would have just made things awkward. Also, mind you, they're saying this in, like, these things in front of many other people. I think part of the issue is a lot of times when they're in these doctors, I think this applies not only to doctors, but to any situation, right, where you find yourself, someone says homophobic mess. Sometimes people say these things not realizing or not being aware that there is either someone who is part of the LGBTQ plus community who's in the room, or there is someone who is, you know, a really strong ally, and what you're saying is hurting them because they think about the people that they love, that they care about. Another response I had is, like, why should I? Like, my initial response, actually, when I saw a comment, is, like, why should I fight? Why can't people just stop being homophobic? Like, why should I? Like, especially, like, you know, when you said advocate for us, like, I've spoken a lot in previous podcast episodes about how, you know, when you're part of a minority or marginalized group, you're always seen as you are representing your entire group, right? The entire community, right? It's almost like you're stripped of individuality, right? As an individual, I have a lot going on, right? I have academic stress. I have, like, you know, family. Sometimes we have family issues that we have to deal with. And now there's this homophobic mess. Like, fighting these things takes a lot of energy, right? It takes a lot of energy. And so we also have to be, I guess, in a way. What I'm trying to say is, I think not everyone is called to perhaps fight and do the work. And I can understand, respect that. I don't expect every single black person on the planet to be an activist against, you know, racism. Right, that's just that that wouldn't be practically possible. Plus, also, I mean, most people don't even do the reading necessary, because we could also have a separate conversation which I've had before in previous podcast episodes about how just because you are part of a marginalized community doesn't mean you automatically know everything and you can be the advocate or spokesperson for that community. But also, right, bringing it back to the topic at hand, right? I, as an individual, like I said, I have a lot going on, right? I think I have to also take care of my mental health, my peace, right? And sometimes the best thing that you can do in such situations is to simply walk away, which is what I did, right? I removed myself from the situation. I was like, you know what? I'm going to the bathroom. I just walked away. That was the best thing I could have possibly done, because now to try and argue and fight when this person is clearly, I can clearly see where they stand, because mind you, arguing with bigots is not going to do it, like, in my opinion. And, you know, there are many other people who share this opinion, but, like, arguing with bigots is not necessarily, I don't think it's the best tactic to solve the issue. For example, in my case, as a medical student, arguing with these doctors who, you know, are superior to me is really just going to put myself at risk of being victimized, right? Because even if, let's say, I do report them, a lot of these cases are my word against theirs. You know, they could easily just go, I'm like, nope, I never said that. Or nope, I didn't mean that. Then what's going to happen next? Then if they know I'm the student who reported them, they're going to make my life a living hell. And there have been cases, you know, I know of people who that happened, who they spoke out against the doctor for whatever reason. The doctor was clearly in the wrong, and they went and they tried to report it, but the issue wasn't solved. And the doctor just continues. Or they even doctors who are known, like, there are doctors who are known to harass students. I'm not going to name names because I'm not trying to be victimized. But it's kind of, you know, I kind of had a bit of an internal debate about whether or not should I make this video, because, like, why am I coming up on here to explain myself, you know? But at the same time, you know, I had some thoughts, you know, that just, I felt like I wanted to share it with you guys. How do I wrap this up? And, like, there's no way to just wrap this up in a neat bow. Like, in conclusion, we're in hell. It's bad out here. It's nasty. It's ghetto. Like, but I think, you know, also, sometimes you have to think, sometimes you have to sort of, quote unquote, lose the battle to win the war, right? Because I can choose to answer back to this doctor and maybe, you know, maybe tell them off, maybe embarrass them, or maybe, you know, in that moment, they'll be like, oh, I'm sorry. But, you know, I think for me, the bigger issue isn't just these individual experiences I have, but how, like, which is the question which, you know, I did pose in the previous video, like, how can I form part of the solution to the bigger problem? You know, how do I, like, the systemic issue that is at hand? Now, if you are someone who feels confident enough to, in that moment, correct these people in that moment, you know, tell them, hey, this is why you're wrong, you shouldn't say this. Don't stop. I'm not saying you shouldn't do that. But I think also we need to recognize that that doesn't work for everyone, right? That doesn't work for everyone. That's not also, it's also not safe for everyone. You know, I think also that's why I did mention in previous video that also, I think part of the reason why I feel like I'm hypersensitive is because I want to make sure I'm in a safe space. Because besides being victimized and as a student, right, there is also real violence that people face when they do confront or stand up to anyone who's like bullying them in any capacity. And so, yeah, these are just some of the thoughts I had just reflecting on that video and just also reflecting on the feedback from the video. Please guys, don't hesitate to reach out to me. Like, as long as your comment is not disrespectful, I'm more than willing to engage. But like, rude comments, disrespectful comments, anything like this, snacks, I just delete. I either delete or I just ignore it. I'm gonna leave you there. But yeah, that's it from me. Please do give this video a thumbs up. Feel free to leave a comment. Let me know what you think. Also, feel free to reach out to me on social media at SimplySvisto on all social media networks. So until you guys see me or hear from me in the next one, I love you so much. Bye.